Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the third chapter of Paul's letter to the Colossians, he writes, "Whatever your task, put yourselves into it as done for the Lord and not for your masters." Now, it may be hard for us to wrap our minds around, but slavery was simply a part of life in the first century. In fact, we know that people often offered themselves and their families as slaves because life of a slave could be at times easier than a life of starvation as a peasant. This is not to say that slavery wasn't harsh at times, but it wasn't necessarily the oppressive institution that we often imagine. For the New Testament writers, all people had masters, earthly or heavenly. In the end, Jesus was believed to be Lord and Master of all. Therefore, obeying earthly masters and doing daily tasks as if they were being done for Jesus allowed people to understand their service to others as sacred work. You know, work done well, work done with a cheerful spirit was the way or a way or a significant way of glorifying God. You know, we often grumble when it feels as if tasks are stacked too heavily upon us. At times, we can bemoan both our work and our bosses. We accomplish tasks before us, but sometimes we do it grudgingly. As a result, sometimes we don't put forth our best efforts, and our work and our relationships with those with whom we labor suffer. I mean, what if we treated all the work before us as tasks done for Jesus himself? When we're called to serve a family member or put in extra time in the office or volunteer in ways that are more taxing than we anticipated, we can imagine ourselves doing it all for Jesus himself. If we did, how might that change the spirit with which we work? Let's pray. Lord, there are times when we feel embittered by the work that's left for us to do. When we're forced to serve in ways that are not pleasing to us, we perform in ways that negatively affect our work and our relationships. Help us to think more often of the service you rendered us and to the world. Lord God, you gave our life for us. Perhaps we can be more cheerful in our offering of our services to others. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.